From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that, after consultation with my generals and military experts, I am ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. Reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham, a conservative Republican.
I have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are. Make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender, what happens to them. At the end of the day, I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. And the best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
The RAND Corporation Research Group has estimated there are about 4,000 transgender personnel in the American military. Trump did not say what would happen to them. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday. After almost 6 weeks, he'd been critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. He's the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. The hospital says Scalise is in good spirits and is looking forward to his return to work once he completes rehabilitation. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says Russia will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands congressional limits on President Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea. Zimbabwe's parliament on Tuesday approved a measure to amend the constitution to allow President Robert Mugabe to appoint the country's top judges. The country's four-year-old constitution gave that power to a judicial commission. Science seems to be finally starting to win in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But experts gathered at a conference in Paris on the deadly disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Putich reports.
It took 3 decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The conference on AIDS, held this week in Paris, reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
The Trump administration on Wednesday announced new sanctions against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a new controversial constitutional assembly. A senior Trump administration official said the targeted individuals include high-ranking current and former officials connected to the Maduro regime, including the Minister of Interior, Justice and Peace, the National Director of Elections, the Vice President of Finance for the state-run oil company, and the country's army and police chiefs, among others. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, in a statement accompanying the announcement of the sanctions, said anyone who joins the Maduro Congress after an election scheduled for this Sunday would also be hit with sanctions. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.